everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a very different program lined up for you today. Sad program in some ways. This whole program will be dedicated towards Tony Rice, the life of Tony Rice, who died on Christmas Day 2020. And we'll be playing his music throughout this program, and I hope you're going to sit with me and just enjoy the legacy that he left with us. And it's going to be in bits and pieces because there's so much of his music that infiltrates the bluegrass music that we know today that it's just amazing. And we're going to hear parts of his music from various combinations that he played in, and always will just be very aware of the contribution he has made to the music. Let's get on with it, and we'll start off with this great tune. Came out on the Bluegrass Album Band Volume 4, and typical Tony Rice, it's not even a bluegrass type tune, but he made it one. It's a tune called Age.
I've been up and down and around and around and back again. I've been so many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was a clock on the wall and my only friend never really was a friend at all. Well, I traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. The difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time for something that I'd never lost or left behind. Well, I traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. And now I'm in my second circle and I'm heading for the top. I've learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. But when you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my deals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then I found myself right back where I started again. And I've turned inside out and around about and back and then I found myself right back where I started again.
Well, I can't hear that tune without thinking of Tony Rice. He's a superb performer. He makes everything sound wonderfully easy, and he just transforms his music into something very listenable. Let me read to you from the obituary put up by Bluegrass Today. Tony Rice, surely the most influential guitarist and vocalist in the history of bluegrass music, died on Christmas morning 2020. He was 69 years of age and died swiftly without pain. Tony changed forever the way bluegrass guitar is played, both as a lead and as an accompaniment instrument. Audiences saw hints of his genius during his stint with the Bluegrass Alliance in the early 1970s, but it appeared fully formed with J.D. Crow and the New South in 1975 on their classic recordings for Rounder, known colloquially by its catalogue number 0044. We're going to hear a little bit from that album just a bit later in the show. Though not the first nor the only musician to play lead guitar in bluegrass, Rice's contribution might well be compared to that of Earl Scruggs, whose banjo picking revolutionized the music when he joined Bill Monroe in 1945. These days, solos are expected from every guitar player in bluegrass, and there is no bluegrass guitarist alive who wouldn't claim Tony as a primary influence. Tony played lots of music. He was in the Bluegrass Alliance. I was fortunate enough to see him in the Bluegrass Alliance, and we'll talk a little bit about that later in the program. But he joined J.D. Crow's band and then moved to California to be part of David Grossman's experimental new sound. And he was as vital in crafting that style as he was in playing bluegrass music. After leaving Grossman, Tony did a lot of solo albums with the Tony Rice Unit, but for most bluegrasses, the series of albums under the title of the Bluegrass Album Band, alongside the fellow legends like Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crow, Bobby Hicks and Todd Phillips, set in stone what contemporary bluegrass was all about, and that was through the 1980s. We're going to hear another one of those tunes from that album. That's Bluegrass Album Volume 4. Here's a classic Lester Flatt song, Head Over Heels.
Across the ocean, if I don't change my notion, I've just got to forget you if I can. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Every day sad and lonely, for I'm thinking of you only. I just can't sleep when I lay down. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Forgiven, but this life ain't worth living if I have to sit and worry over you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Nights are long and dreary, all I do is sit and worry. I just can't bear the thought of losing you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Because I'm head over heels in love with you.
Tony Rice as a lead vocalist for a bluegrass band was just brilliant, and I hope you're listening to the rhythm that he's playing. His rhythm touches are just superb, and like I said, he makes the whole thing sound easy. But he didn't only play bluegrass, and David Grisman was one of his friends and fellow musicians in several projects, and in 1994 they put out an album called Tone Poems, where Tony played guitars and David Grisman played mandolins, and they took mandolins and guitars from a certain era and played music that was appropriate for them. And I've selected a tune from that album, Tone Poems, called Turn of the Century. And Tony is playing an 1891 Martin 121 that he used silken steel strings on, a beautiful little guitar, lovely picture of it here, lightweight in size, low string tension, delicate touch required, but when you hear Tony play it, it turns to magic. David Grisman's playing a Gibson A4 in 1905, and it's a really old-fashioned tune, and this is the sort of thing that Tony Rice did, listen to his accompaniment, just beautiful. Wasn't that pretty? And Tony's guitar, well, it's just how to play backup guitar, isn't it, to a cute little mandolin tune. And that was from 1994. In 1997, he reunited with some old friends, Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, and his brother Larry. Brother Larry died in 2006, so he's been gone from us for a long time. But they did some great music together. They played right together in their younger days, and when they began this project, it says in the notes that they were blissfully ignorant of what would emerge. Tony said, I had no idea what this record was going to sound like. Larry and Chris hadn't played together in years. Herb and I had worked some in Emmylou Harris's band. As far as I knew, the whole thing was going to be a flop and had to be canned. But the moment we showed up, there was a real camaraderie there. And the result sounds like what it is, a reunion of old friends, what Chris Hillman called organized looseness. And they're just a fun band, and they did some great music. And I've selected a track called The Story of Love. Chris Hillman is doing the lead vocals, Herb Peterson and Larry Rice doing the background vocals, and Herb Peterson's playing banjo, Larry Rice is playing mandolin, Tony Rice is doing the lead guitar. It's just a beautiful lead guitar break. And they got Mike Aldridge on dobro and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. From 1997, the album Out of the Woodwork, here's the song The Story of Love, featuring Tony Rice, of course.
Pages of life have never been turned. Dear troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love. Bound in confusion, written in pain. When the book of love comes down, it's a natural game. Rejoice, rejoice with all you can. Be a believer in love again. Chapter one, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter two, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love. Forgiveness for those who condemn. Receiving the power to heal and amend. A light that's gone out still shines from above. For all who believe in a story of love. Chapter one, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter two, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love. Be a believer in the story of love. Be a believer in the story of love.
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we have a program that's dedicated to the life of Tony Rice, who died on Christmas Day 2020. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we're proud to be sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They support the music and the musicians from all around Hamilton, and have a great range of instruments and accessories. Go and see them, and they'll help you for sure. Tony Rice was such an influence on so many people. He did some great music, and much of the music that I'm playing has been on my albums, my vinyl albums, and I've re-recorded them so I can use them as from CDs on this show. And occasionally we'll get lumps and bumps in the music. I'm sure that any of you listeners who are still listening to your vinyl records from the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s get a few hisses and scratches and bumps and lumps. I apologize for those, but that's just the way it comes. One of the great albums that Tony put out was a Manzanita album from the Tony Rice Unit. This came out in 1979, I think it was. So many of his projects seemed to overlap. He had lots of things in the fire at once, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this. I'll try the opening track, Old Train, just a beautiful song, and then Little Sadie, he does a great version of that, and we might even sneak in an instrumental called Stony Point, which is the same as that Flatten Scruggs tune, Fiddle and Banjo. Great tune, and of course, everything he touches makes it sound great. But this is Tony Rice from the Manzanita album, Old Train. Let's have a go.
Old train, I can hear your whistle blow, and I won't be jumping on again. Old train, I've been everywhere you go, and I know what lies beyond each bend. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rail, they cry with every mile, and I think I'll stay a while. And I miss freedom that's mine. Old train, just to think about those times, I'll smile when you're hopballing by. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rail, they cry with every mile, and I think I'll stay a while. Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, got into bed, a 44 pistol under my head. I wake up the next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, carrying little Sadie to her buried ground. What a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? Sir, but my name is Lee, and I shot little Sadie in the first degree. First degree, second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? They took me downtown, dressed me in black, and they put me on a train and started me back, all the way back to that Thomasville jail. And I had no money for to call my bill. judge and a jury took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to where the bowling struck.
Just superb playing there from the Tony Rice unit from the album Manzanita. I forgot to say that Sam Bush was doing some baritone vocals, playing mandolin on most of the tracks, and doing tenor vocals occasionally, and played fiddle on quite a few of the tracks. Todd Phillips was playing bass. David Grisman played mandolin on one track. Ricky Skaggs played some mandolin on a couple of tracks, and played fiddle on several tracks. And Jerry Douglas played the resonating guitar. And Daryl Anger played violin on one track that we didn't get to hear. The thing about his albums, they seem to be so much together. Every musician seems to be thinking on the same thought patterns and the same contribution to the music, and they sound wonderfully together. Let me play this great old tune that they called Stony Point. I call fiddle and banjo, but doesn't matter what we call it. It is just great music. I'll see if I can find it for you. An ending for you to practice. How about that? Stony Point and some superb old-time music played in contemporary bluegrass style by Tony Rice. This is Back Porch Bluegrass you're listening to, and this whole program is an obituary for Tony Rice, the hugely influential guitar player and singer who has probably dominated bluegrass music since the late 1970s, mid-1970s even, right up to recent years. In recent years, he's been had voice troubles and was unable to sing. In fact, he could hardly even speak, and arthritis gave him guitar playing problems. His last public appearance was in 2013 at the IBMA Awards in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I happened to be there, and at the big event at the Crux of the weekend, and Tony came on stage and he talked, and he had a very low, deep voice, and it was a real effort. Most people had not heard him speak on stage for a long time. And he played something and got a tremendous reception. And I did not realize until later, I don't think any of us did, that that was his last public performance, because he was not really prepared to go out and do less than what his fans had heard from him in the past. Just a stunning man. I've met him early on. I'm going to tell you about that later. But let's listen to one of the albums that really kicked off bluegrass in the late 1970s, and that's the album Rounder 0044, released in 1975. J.D. Crowe and the New South was the band. The band was J.D. Crowe on banjo and vocals, Tony Rice on guitar and vocals, Ricky Skaggs on mandolin and fiddle and viola and vocals, Bobby Sloan on bass, and Jerry Douglas on dobro. They did some wonderful music on that, and let's try and play a couple of tracks there. Here's first one called Rock, Salt and Nails, and then probably one of my all-time favorites, 10 Degrees.
On the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds all warble with a low morning sound. Down in the hollow where the waters run cold, it was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my bed and to see your sweet face, the past I remember, time cannot erase. The letter you wrote me, it was written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Now the nights are so long, Lord, sorrow runs deep, and nothing is worse than a night without sleep. I walk out alone and look at the sky, too empty to sing, too lonesome to cry. If the ladies were blackbirds and the ladies wore thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the ladies were squirrels with a high bushy tail, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock, salt, and nails. Standing by the highway with a sign that just said mother, when he heard a driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held the sign up higher so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder Dam that day. He was raised up in Milwaukee, though he never was that famous. He was just a road musician to the taverns he would go, singing songs about the rambling, the loving girls and gambling. How the world fell on his shoulder back in Boulder, I don't know. Well, it was out in Arizona, and he heard the lady listening to each word that he was saying, to each line that he would write. So he sat down by her table, and they talked about the weather, 98.6 and rising down by Boulder Dam that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he had told her, I don't know when I've had a better friend. Now he's training off his Martin, but his troubles are not over. His feet are almost frozen and the sun is sinking low. Won't you listen to me, brother? If you ever loved your mother, please pull off on the shoulder if you're going Milwaukee way. It's 10 degrees and getting colder down by Boulder Dam today.
That album, I remember when it came out, it was just an absolute classic, and I played it and played it and played it. I just loved the way that they approached their bluegrass music. Well, I got a bit of a treat for you now. Well, I think it's a treat anyway. Back in 1971, I was fortunate enough to visit the USA along with my fellow Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we were playing at some festivals, one of them being Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom Festival, 1971. It was the fifth Bean Blossom Festival, and we were pretty nervous. Bunch of New Zealanders bringing bluegrass music to the heart of bluegrass music in the USA. But there was another young band there, and it was a Bluegrass Alliance, and it was Sam Bush and Tony Rice and Lonnie Pierce playing fiddle, and Courtney Johnson on banjo, and Ebo Walker on bass. And they were a stunning band. They were similar age to us, a little bit younger, it seems. But we were stunned at how well they were playing. Sam Bush and Tony Rice together with the mandolin and guitar were just doing some wonderful things. And we watched them play on stage and just thought, gosh, I wish we could do that sort of thing. And they had some great songs. And one of the songs that they did, we borrowed from them. I don't know what the term really is, stole it could be, or borrowed, but it's a tune called Like a Train, which we've always attributed to Tony Rice, and I'm going to play that for you now. I've only got it on vinyl, so I have to pull out the record player in the studio and play it for you. But this is a 1972 recording of Tony Rice's Like a Train. If he didn't write it, I'm sorry, we just have always attributed it to him. So this is how he influenced the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band way back in the early 1970s.
I was a roamer, Lord, I didn't care where my next home was, I knew not where. I had no one, Lord, for to call me friend, so I'll not pass this way again. Like a train that's coming down the railroad, like a train that's coming down the track, I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back. Sweetheart in El Paso, where she ran off to, I'll never know. She went and left me for someone else. She left me here all to myself.
Like a train that's coming down the railroad, like a train that's coming down the track. I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back.
Old town, maybe someday I'll settle down.
Like a train that's coming down the railroad, like a train that's coming down the track. I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back.
I'm leaving you,
I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back.
Well, we still do that tune sometimes. We enjoy it so much. It's a fantastic tune, and every time we do it, we think of Tony Rice and Sam Bush and learning the tune from them way back in 1971. This is Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this whole program is dedicated to Tony Rice, who died on Christmas Day 2020, and a huge loss to the bluegrass world. Really, people can't believe it. I recommend any of you go online and just look up Tony Rice. There's a huge amount of stuff now online, and look at his play, look at the videos, and just watch him. He is a consummate performer, vocalist, guitarist. He looked quite aloof on stage sometimes, and almost in his own world he was playing, and the superb music was coming out of his guitar while he was playing it, and he was quite steady and still, often if it was a classic piece he was playing, and but he always still appeared to be part of the band, and he always made it look easy. Just amazing. Let's hear from Bluegrass Album Band Volume 3 now. This is one called California Connection. 100 years from now, great old tune that Flatten Scruggs recorded in 1957. Well, Tony does a fine job of it too.
Years from now I won't be blue, and my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Seems like only yesterday you told me you couldn't live without my love somehow. Now that you're with another, it breaks my heart somehow. I won't care 100 years from now. Or 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. All the nights, sweetheart, you promised another's kiss you never would allow. Well, that's all in the past, dear. It didn't seem to last. I won't care 100 years from now. Or 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. And my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Thank you. of my big spike hammer. Lord, it's busting my side. I've done all I can do to keep that woman. Still, she's not satisfied. Hey, hey, Delamaine, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamaine, I'll get even someday. Johnson is my name. This spike hammer that I swing for a dollar and a half a day, it's all for my Delamaine. Hey, hey, Delamaine, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamaine, I'll get even someday. I ain't done. There's still a lot of things I'd like to see. But this hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love, yeah, one's gonna be the death of me. Hey, hey, Delamaine, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamaine, I'll get even someday. Big spike hammer, big spike hammer.
The Bluegrass Album Band, Volume 3, that was Big Spike Hammer, Tony Rice, and doing an Osborne Brothers tune that really gave some life to. Great tune anyway, but man, he did a good job of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is an obituary program for Tony Rice, who died on Christmas Day 2020. But life goes on. This program will be first aired in early January 2021, and 2021, we're all hoping, is going to be less influenced by COVID-19 than 2020 was. And just to get things underway correctly, we're having kiwigrass here in New Zealand, about 30 kilometres south of where I'm sitting right now. Kiwigrass, New Zealand's national bluegrass festival, returns to Lake Karapiro on the Mighty River Domain in Cambridge from February the 5th to the 7th. And the organisers are promising all of the best New Zealand bluegrass bands, joined by old-timey and Americana acts, for a weekend of celebrating the music pioneered by Bill Monro, Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt, and carried on by people like Tony Rice. There'll be lots of Tony Rice stuff going on there. We will have some almost overseas people. BB Bonus from the wonderful Boston band Mile 12 and her partner Alex Rubin will be in New Zealand visiting family and friends. BB is a New Zealander, a wonderful banjo player, and she will be returning, and she will be at the festival. She was a recent recipient of the IBMA 2020 New Artist of the Year. That was the band Mile 12. So they'll be performing, supported by locals. There'll also be the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the great band You, Me and Everybody, Wires and Wood, the Pippi Pickers, Roadworks, Hot Diggity, Melling Station Boys, and the Kaimai Express, and some other Americana type acts like multi-instrumentalist Dave Kahn and Cotton Daisy Backstep, the Down Under Dogs, and the trend was me and my boys will be doing some playing as well, and we might have a surprise guest artist there. If you've been following Christmas music on Facebook or on YouTube, you will know who I'm talking about. Camp Kiwigrass replaces the Academy for the couple of days prior to the festival. You can come and learn from some instructors and do some jam sessions and lots of sharing of knowledge. It's a great festival. Love you to come. More information about purchasing tickets and booking accommodation is available at the festival website, www.kiwigrass.nz, and you can stay up to date with all the latest news by following the festival Facebook page, which is facebook.com/kiwigrass. So keep up to date with the festival, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. There's also local music. Morrinsville Country Music Club will be having its informal concert on the second Friday of the month, 7:30, at the Rotary Community Hall. That'll be great. Back Porch Bluegrass will be on the fourth weekend in January at our new premises at the Bridge Club, so I look forward to seeing you there if you can make it. There's live music around. Navara Lounge, of course, is open with a big range of music. The Auckland Bluegrass Club will be functioning, I think, in January. All sorts of things are happening. Please support local music endeavours. We're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this whole program has been dedicated to the life of Tony Rice and just some wonderful music that he played. We're going to hear from the album Cold on the Shoulder that he recorded with Vassar Clements on fiddle, Baylor Fleck on banjo, Sam Bush on mandolin, and Jerry Douglas on dobro, Todd Phillips on bass, and Tony, of course, playing guitar and doing the vocals. This is a 1984 album. Here they are doing John Hardy.
1, 2, 3.
Man, strapped on his guns every day. Shot down a man on the West Virginia line. You ought to seen John Hardy get in the way. You ought to seen John Hardy get in the way. Well, he run up to Virginia around the East Stone Bridge. Thought he would surely be free. And along came a marshal with a gun in his hand. Said, Johnny, come along with me. Johnny, come along with me. Hardy had herself a little woman. The dress she wore was blue. And she hollered out to Johnny as he rode on out of town. Said, Johnny, I'll be true to you. Johnny, I'll be true to you. I was legend to travel from the east to the west, from the north to the south into town. But when the sun comes up tomorrow, they'll take John Hardy down and show him to his hanging ground. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down. West Virginia line. You ought to see John Hardy get in the way. You ought to see John Hardy getting away.
How about that for a version of John Hardy? Great. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We've been talking about the musical life of Tony Rice. Tony died Christmas Day 2020, and the bluegrass world will sadly miss him. They will mourn him. Every guitarist who's ever picked up a guitar has wanted to be Tony Rice sometimes. And the vocalists, well, he just remolded bluegrass vocals for many of them. I know that the Bluegrass Album Band was a archetypal bluegrass band for a whole generation of musicians, and we thank him for his contribution. Let's go out with one of my favorites, the old song They Tell Me Your Love Is Like a Flower, from the Bluegrass Album Band Volume 2. Thank you very much, Tony. Thank you all for listening.
On the banks of the stream, when you whispered so sweetly, I love you, as the waters murmured a tune. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime, blossoms so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of